Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The left fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Roy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Milbourne moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milbourne moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. Milbourne scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mariners. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Kearney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mariners, 1, Tigers, 1. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is called out on strikes. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Perkins applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Lowry and he is safe. Owen steals second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Evans scores. Bergman moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lowry for a passed ball. Henderson moves to second. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry bunts and there's an error on the play. Lemon moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Lowry moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lemon scores. Lowry moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry tags and scores. Whitaker tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bergman bunts towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkins covering, for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoddard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lemon is walked intentionally. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley pinch hits for Pat Putnam. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Bradley now playing center field. Barry Bonnell now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Gibson strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoddard fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kearney strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Jack Perkins. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.